Okay, Torah 88. Okay. We're learning about Yosef's treasures that Al Rebbe didn't even speak about. He speaks about there's a hidden Ava, there's a revealed Ava. One Ava is revealed through Seichel, but again, there's a greater level of Ava, which is the Ava Mesoteres, the hidden love that every single Jew has, which is present, and that's a much higher level. That's the level of Yosef within every single Jew. But it was hidden for tzaddikim. Okay, so let's go. We'll start at the bottom bottom of the page of 88, first column. It says, that's what it means. Yosef gathered all the kesef. Kesef, b'chlal, it says in Kabbalah, is chesed. Gold is gvura. But kesef is whitish, comes along nichsef, nichsafti, the longing, which is the level of kesef, which is the level of ahava, love, the longing to Hashem. So it says, Yosef gathered all the money, all the kesef, all the silver, that's the level of chesed. Shokulim nimshokim b'chinus Yosef etzadik, that it all comes from the level, Yosef gathered all the kesef to him, meaning kesef is the level of Yosef etzadik. Like you said before about kadma, this earlier light. The guns of the tzaddikim that Hashem hid for the tzaddikim, shunim shel b'chinus Yosef, that comes into the level of Yosef, which is called Tzaddik Elyon, and that's Ganana de Ginsa. That's the garden, shememenu nimshel b'chinus Avam Mesoteres Hanal, that this level of Avam Mesoteres comes forth in every single Jew, b'chol echad miYisrael. That means Yosef, the level of Yosef, is the one that puts this Avam Mesoteres, this hidden love within every single Yid. And that's what it says. He brought the money to the house of Pari. That's the level of Malchus, which is Golgan Ginsav Alma Deskalia, which is Malkin Neshamas Yisrael. Okay? So he says like this. Why were there three treasures of money, of Kesef? Because there's three levels in Ahava that are buried within the Jew. These are the three treasures that Yosef hid. Okay, it says in Arizal Kabbalah that Chesed is divided into three parts. Shlish Elyon is the level of Helam Vehester. The top third of Chesed is the hidden love. It's called Chasadim Mechusim, hidden favors. Ubei Shlishim is Galim. Okay, so it says in Kabbalah like this. There's what's called Chesed Mechusim, hidden kindness, that Hashem doesn't reveal. It's Chesed, but He doesn't reveal. In other words, the person doesn't even realize that Hashem is doing a Chesed to him. It's not at all revealed. Like the Gemara says, the expression, Ein Bala Met Nes, Maki Benisse, Hashem does miracles to people. They don't even realize the miracle's happening. And that's why the Pasuk says, La'esin nefloiz g'daylis levadai. What do you mean, levadai? That only the Gemara says, Bala Nes Maki, only Hashem knows what the miracle is. So he said there's a level of Chesed, which is hidden Chesed, and the other two-thirds are revealed Chesed. V'ayinu, Ein and Gimel, Matmoni Yisanal, these are the three treasures of Kesef, of Ava, that Yosef hid. Sheshnayim Nizgalu. Two of them were revealed. One to Kairach, one to Antoninus. The third level, it says, Hashem hid for the Tzaddikim La'osid Lovi. Yeah. V'ashlish Elyon, which is a level of Chabad. Shebayhu Mechus, Evenelam, which is completely concealed. V'yizgala, the Tzaddikim La'osid Lovi. Will be revealed to the tzaddikim. Or, as the famous story of the Baal Shem Tov, somebody once came to the Baal Shem Tov, missing kid, or missing wife, or missing husband, whatever it was. They asked, she was an aguna, she couldn't get, because they couldn't find the husband. So the Baal Shem Tov had a zayar on the table, he opened up the zayar, he looked in the zayar, and he told her exactly where the husband is. And she went there, she got to get whatever. So the chassidim said to the Baal Shem Tov, Talmidim said to the Baal Shem Tov, obviously you knew it not from the Zohar. It doesn't say it in the Zohar. So, like, why in the world did you open the Zohar? So the Baal Shem Tov said that this Or that Hashem created on the first day, that you're able to see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. So here we're learning it was hidden for tzaddikim. But another thing that he brought down there, the Chagav, was hidden in Torah. So the Baal Shem Tov opened the Zohar, which means to shine, the level of Torah that shines, and he looked in the Zohar and he was able to see the light from the beginning of creation. He was able to see Pashit where the husband was. Not a big deal, he said. Okay, so the 2/3 of the treasures of the Gdar Izal writes. In other words, Altreb is explaining Yosef gathering all the Kesef is all the levels of Chesed. So why did he have three treasures instead of one? So he explained, because there's three levels of Chesed. Two are revealed, one is not revealed. So two treasures were revealed to Korach and Antoninus, and the third one's a deeper level, which was hidden for Tzadikim Lasid Lavi.
Why Antoninus?
Why did he merit it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he was a very great person. Many opinions say he converted at the end. He used to learn that there was a tunnel from his house to underground tunnel from his house to Rabbi Nasi's house, and he used to learn every night.
And the two baby switch.
Yeah, the baby switch.
So Yehuda Anasi was rich, and he was rich.
Yeah.
Both of them.
But he was richer. Rabbi Nasi was richer. So he said,
I think his question is, how could a level of chesed that Shaykh the Jew...
But I'm saying he was a good person. I'm saying he was eventually became a Jew. And he says, Ukmei shekos of Ur zeru latzadik. Hayim b'chinis Ur kadma, the earlier level of Ur. Shegon to the tzadikim that were hidden for the tzadikim. V'chol zehit ben Yosef. All of these levels, Yosef hid, which is the level of Yisaid, which all the chassanim come into Yisod, like the Yidu Al Yedichein. In other words, like this. The Zor Malchus, right? Yisod is the level that gathers all of the spheres, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, and Yisaid, and then he gives it into Malchus. So because Yosef is Tzadik Yisaid Elam, Yosef is the level of Yisod, so he gathered all the levels of Chesed by him. Is also the two levels of Ava Rabba and Ava Salem. The Alter Rebbe says you could say that the two there was the hidden treasures and the revealed treasures. So these are the two levels of Ava, the revealed Ava, Ava Salem, and Ava Rabba, which is not hidden, not revealed. Hein amagulim Yosef gathered both the hidden love, which is Avim Mesuteres, and the revealed love. V'akol evi beis apari. Everything he brought to Parei, shemizgalim biyichud zun. Meaning, he was revealed with the yichud zun. And also the level of Parei means priya. Priya is where by a bris, you know, you rip open the second skin. Parei, it says in Kabbalah, as bad as he was down here, but it says he was perida called May is perida called Nehed and Eloin. Pari is the level of Elokus, like Lovin is all the way up there, Lovin, pure, white, holy. Pari is a level of Elokus where all the levels of concealment are opened up, ripped open. Shaide Priya, Mizgalin Gemo Pchinas Chesed. Kiniske Beit Chaim, Akolach, it's all the same interpretation. It says, "Berker Yosef, Dark Hamon, Nimshu B'chinis Yosef, V'David Iskan Lechufa, When you Yirak Iskan V'Yizav Maskel Yovin, Yeah, V'Mevin Yovin." Okay, let's go learn the Taisa's beard. So he says, "This is a continuation of what we just learned." So he says, "The Taisa's beard, K'mashu Kosel LePasuk VeYigash." What he explained before in the Pasuk VeYigash, that there's Yehuda coming to Yosef and Yosef coming to Yehuda. Now Yosef is greater, so Yehuda is coming to Yosef. Lost his lover, Yehuda is greater, so then Yosef is going to come to Yehuda. So he says like this, Be'inyin she'la'osid ye'aliyas ha'malchus l'mayla miza. Like he says, why la'osid lover is Yehuda higher than Yosef? What changes that now Yosef is higher and la'osid lover Yehuda is higher? What changes? So he said the change is La'asud Lavi Malchus is going to be revealed its source. It's going to go back to a level higher than Zoh, higher than Yosef.
In Haftarah, it doesn't say that Yehuda is going to be higher than Yosef.
Yes, it says because
it comes together.
No, but then it says V'nas and Olav. He quoted the pasuk before. The here. I'm going to put on the trees of Yosef the tree of Yehuda. That means Yehuda is higher. Huh? That's recorded the pasuk before. Hello? Take a chumash. If you read the Bukha, it might be better. You're not even reading it. Okay, so he says, Yovan Mashakos Birchachrain the Nisuin. The last bracha, Sheva Bracha, Sur Chasanet says, Meir Hashem Elokeinu Yishame Bohori Yehuda. Over Chutzis Yisraelayim, the very soon Hashem should make us here in the cities of Yehuda and the courtyards of Yerushalayim, right? Kol Sasim, Kol Simcha, all that stuff. And then the bracha continues, Baruch Ato Hashem, Misameh Chosin Imakala. Okay? Yeah, that's where the bracha ends. So the Alter Rebbe asks a very simple question that Mefarshim of Siddur asks a question also. It's really a Gemara. The Gemara in Ksubas brings down all these brachas, by the way. And the Poskim, the Mefarshim of the Gemara discuss it. So he said, V'tzarech lo v'natam l'shinu l'oshin ha-brachas. Because the earlier bracha in Sheva brachas, it says, Mesameach choson v'kala, not imakala. Well, earlier Sheva Bracha says, Mitzameh Chosin Vekala. Hashem makes happy Chosin and Kala. The last Bracha ends, Mitzameh Chosin Imakala. With the Kala, what's the difference? The Gam Lahavim also to understand. Inyim, what it says, Kol Chosin Vekol Kala. What do you mean, the voice of the Chosin, the voice of, what does all that mean? Inyim, Mitzameh Chosin Vekala, Koyaz Manazet. So now the Rebbe explains like this. Mehera Yishama, the last bracha, is what it should be. Mehera Yishama, the revelation of Kolcha, that Mashiach, right? But first, it says, Mesameach Chosin Vekala, the earlier bracha, is speaking about now. So now Chosin and Kala are the same. Umashra calls of Imakala. This is what it says, Mesameach Chosin Imakala, Koy La'osid, refers to when Mashiach comes. Why? After he says Meheri Yishama should happen very quickly, then will be Im Hakala. Okay, so first of all, the Rebbe just answers the question without explaining it yet. Sameach Chosin V'Kala refers to now. Sameach Chosin Im Hakala refers to Mashiach's coming. So he says, if Neima Omer Allah Osid Davki Im Hakala. Why Dafka doesn't say Losin Lovi Imakala? Why not like before Chosin Vekala? What's the difference between Chosin Vekala that refers to now and Imakala refers to a Losin Lovi? So he says like this. Well, the Inyan is like this. It says Kiyash Edisim in Nesuin. There's Kedushin and Chupa, right? Like we learned Tuesday night. Kibazeh Bizmanazeh is only the level of Edisim. The relationship between Hashem and the Jews now is not Nisuin. Ultimate Nisuin is Mashiach's coming. Now, we got married, Matan Torah, but basically, in more detail, Matan Torah was only the Eidah, like it says, Torah Tzivalonu Meirasha, and the Gemara says, don't read it Meirasha Elam Ma'urasa. Yeah? Or Gemara calls it B'yem Chasenuse. Zeh Matan Torah, like it says in the Medrash, B'yem Chasenuse, is Matan Torah is only the level of Edison. Why is Matan Torah only Edison, not Nisuin? And he asks, Av Shoye Gili Panim B'Panim, L'Cheira, marriage is when they have relations, which is Panim B'Panim. L'Cheira, Matan Torah was a revelation, Ki Panim B'Panim, Dibar Hashem Mimachem. So L'Cheira, that should be Chasena, not only Edison. But he says, no, it's only Edison. Because this, Gili Panim B'Panim, that happened in Matan Torah, was only Chitzenius Bovad, Be'isa V'Heter. Be'isa V'Heter means what was revealed, Nigla the Torah. the revealed part of Torah was revealed in Matan Torah. Avo Pnim is Satera, which is Einig Elokisha B'Teira, the pleasure of Teira, the concealed part of Teira, Leinizga Oz Adayin. It wasn't revealed yet, we know. Lag Ba'em is the Matan Teira, Pnim is Satera, it says, right, in Samachvav, he brings down other places, that Lag Ba'em is the Matan Teira, Pnim is Satera. So by Matan Teira, everything was given, that's a given. Pnim is Satera, everything was given. But it wasn't in a pnimius yet. And it says, V'nishya b'chinas makv m'mayla, which is the level of Edison, shigam shom einen nimshach adayim b'chinas pnimius. The relationship between a husband and wife is not that they can live together, which is pnimius, like ha'orech hitzenius, right? It's only makifim level. V'chol ikar or b'chinas makif. And therefore, it's the level of makif, like the tabas kedushin, shu ogolo makif agabi ayad. It's interesting. Stam, it says, Kedushin, you could do with any money, any object, right? Why is the minig nowadays, in the olden times, they didn't do it necessarily in this, but nowadays, the minig is dafka use a ring, and dafka it's round. So he's explaining here, because that's the level of makif, right, the circle is makif, and that's the level of makif. Edison is only a makifim level. Makifim level, you use the tabas, which is makif. He says, "Aval osed shiagila pnimis hateda." But osed love is going to be the revelation of pnimis hateda, which is einig a elyon shabateda, the ultimate level of teda, like it says about Mashiach, teda chadasha meiti teitzei. Right, there's going to be a new gili of teda that wasn't revealed before. Then is going to be the level of nesuin. What's the level of marriage? Okay? So in other words, first there was a level of Edison between Yidden and Hashem, which is Matan Torah, because then was not revealed the Pnimius HaTorah in a Pnimiistic way. Like the secrets of Torah were only the level of Makif, and therefore only certain people were allowed to learn it. Until the Arizal and came and said, Mitzvah Legal is Eisa Chochma. In fact, the Zayar was hidden for hundreds and hundreds of years until they finally found it somewhere and it was revealed. But the Arizal says, now, which is 400 something years ago, Mitzvah Legal is Eisa Chochma. Now everybody, because it's preparation ready for Mashiach. So now everybody has to learn Pnimius HaTorah. Rebbe Rashab writes, according to Zayt Chaim, that if you don't learn Chassidus, you chayv Misa. But that's a separate issue. but why? Now, huh? That's what he writes. Because you don't have the life of. So he says, Ki'in yasin gam g'achu shabar b'chines pnimis. Okay? So he says like this. Lasid lavai is going to be Aliyas HaMalchus. He said, what does that mean? So he understands why it says, sometimes chosin v'kala, and sometimes says chosin imakala, smei chosin imakala. She says now is chosin vekala because now is only the Edison. So now it's chosin vekala. It's two separate things, chosin and kala. Imakala means they become one. It's going to be chosin with the kala. Means they become one. That's laos lovei. What? Al kala. No.
No.
Bine yadua the kais. Now, before the coming of Mashiach, HaMalchus mekabalas araydei zo. Right? Malchus, now, like you said, Yosef supports Yehuda. Yosef zo supports Malchus. Malchus gets the gilui from zo. Zo gets the gilui from Bina. And then, because Bina is the mother that supports the child, so the Zohar now gets from Bina, and Zohar now is Mashpia to Malchus. He says, "Ah, huh?
Ema or Gima, mother or fear?"
No. Ema is mother, not the level of fear. Bina is not fear. Ava la'asid namar at eishes chal teres bailo, but la'asid love it says that Malchus will become the crown. Shetei Malchus at teres bailo, meaning it will be the crown of Zohar. Because now Zoh is the husband, the masculine, and Malchus is the feminine, right? Zoh is masculine, the giver, and Malchus is Mekabel. So now Zoh is higher than Malchus. Then Malchus is going to sustain Zoh. Just like now, it says that the neshama supports the body, right? The neshama is on the saguf. After, by Mashiach's coming, especially after Tchias HaMeisim, then it says the body will support the neshama. Now the body sustains from the neshama. The neshama is going to be sustained by the body. Like you said, because body is even higher than the neshama, like we learned the other week. And he says, cannot say for mitchilasim because the end is wedged in the beginning. So therefore he says like this, now is only the Edison between Eden and Hashem, so that's the chosin sustaining the kala. But lasilavei, the kala is going to sustain the chosin. This is the reason what Chazal say, asidin tzadikim sheyemer lefneim kodesh. That lasilavei, the tzadikim are going to say before Hashem kodesh. Lachain out of his manazet. Namer misameh chosin vekala. Why does it say misameh chosin vekala now? Shakala malchus mikabalos erai dea chosin zot. So misameh chosin vekala, they're not equal. The chosin is sustaining the kala. Zot is sustaining malchus. But laos love lachus shikvatisal. After become elevated, then it says misameh chosin. Imakalo. Shaydei hakalo umesameach as hachosin. In other words, then the chosin, he says, mesameach chosin im hakalo, meaning, if you take it literally, that the kalo is going to be mesameach the chosin. Because the kalo is higher than the chosin. Why? Because eish is chali ateres baila. And that's what it said, mehedi yishama. Should be called kalo, right? In other words, like this, los lovei, then malchus is going to have a voice. Now, he says, after Begolus, it says, Nalamti Dumia. Now it's the level of silence, Shtika. Uke'ilem li'yiftach piv, like a mute that doesn't open the mouth. L'chaya, kach ha'choysen, ha'choysen, ha'ymer, ha'yat mo'kadash, shiltiv ha'kalu shisekes. It's interesting. According to Halacha, when the choysen, there's a sikha from the Rebbe about it also, when the choysen gives a ring to the kala, the kala doesn't say, yeah, I accept, yeah, what? Silence. Because now Malchus is the level in the Lamtu Dumiya, the level of silence. La'asilava is going to be koyo kala. Therefore, after, in the last bracha, when you say, Meheira Yishama Ba'ari Yehuda V'chus Yishama, which is la'asilava, then you're going to have Mesmeh Chosin imakala, because then the kala is going to be higher than the chosin, and then you're going to have the level of koyo kala also. Because in Golus, there's no koyo kala. Now Lamtu is silent. Avol osid kshetisala maila maila. But osid lover when the yidin, the kala, becomes, or malchus, becomes super elevated, as tia gamke mishpas, then she'll also be mashpia. Malchus will be mashpia, v'nikro koyo kala. Meaning this. Malchus is now, as it says in the expression, leslo megamor klum. Says in the Kabbalah, the expression about Malchus, and Zayir also, Leslo Megamor Klum, Malchus is mamish nothing of its own. That's why David HaMelech was officially born by Nafla, Nafla is still born, because David HaMelech personifies Malchus, and Malchus has nothing of its own. So Malchus had to get from Adam Rishon, or from the Ovitz, whichever way you look at the 70 years, because Malchus has nothing of its own. So Malchus basically is silent. But Los and Lovi Malchus, the Shadish of Malchus is going to be revealed. And it's going to be the highest of levels. So then there's going to be Kol Kala. When after Meheri Yishama. And he says, Ukmeik and Yuvan in Yishman Esri. So Leitze B'chashoy. Hurak Bizman Azeh. That's what Al-Rebbe says, interesting. Now, Shman Esri is quiet. When Mashiach comes, Shman Esri is going to be Kol Ram. Because he says, now in Shmon Esri it's lazy b'chashoy, it's quiet. Hurak b'zman hazeh. Why? Because Nukva is mekabel b'lei mashpia. So if it's a mekabel, it's silent. Aval also kshetesalali b'chinis mashpia. But also loving with malchus is going to become the mashpia. Just like the zocher himself, k'mayad chad atzmit, like the zocher himself, yashmanetzi b'kodam, and then there's going to be kol kala.
Are the men going to be silent when Mashiach comes, or both?
They're silent now, by the way.
That's what I wanted to say. I'll do most of the talking. But in terms of the way that he's explaining it, is it going to be switched?
Yeah, or men? Can be switched.
Yeah?
Yep.
Men are have no... I mean, they're going to be more...
Whatever, not the same level of a spa like the women, like Malchus will have. The Malchus will be the ultimate Gilui.
But it'd be nice to...
That's Yehuda is higher than Yosef, then lots of loving. And Malchus, again, all the levels. The Guf will support the Neshama, all these levels, because things which are lower down here, in the origin, is a much greater level. So now Guf is lower, so eventually it's going to be higher. Malchus is lower, it's going to be eventually higher. Women, which are the level of Malchus, right?
So Doimim is going to be higher?
Yep.
Doimim is going to be higher than Chaim David?
Right. Than Medabit.
Ever
me kiyazik. Lots of loving. The stone is going to scream out. The stone is going to talk. The diamond is going to talk. Yeah, well, it's going to be higher than the shalshulos.